You're listening to the What's the Fuzz podcast, where we break you out of your vacuum seal and get down to what's real. Never miss another episode again. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And now, your host, Reiner.
Hey there, my lovely listeners. It's time for another episode of What's the Fuzz? Brought to you by your one and only hybrid half-wolf, half-dragon host. Thanks so much for tuning in. And if this is your first time watching, hey there, nice to meet you. It's September 6th, 2020. And today I've brought on Verse.
Hello.
Verse. Yo, what's
nice
up?
To meet you.
We're going to be talking about the BLM protests and if they're as bad as the media makes them seem. I don't have a big preamble to get into today. Just remember to be kind to each other. I want to get right into the interview tonight. Verse is an activist on and off the internet. Most recently, he's been terrorized by police on Virginia Beach. You can check him out on Twitter at VerseLinks, where he uploads his personal thoughts as well as pics and vids from the protests him and his crew go to. Thanks so much for coming on the show tonight, Verse. I'm happy to have you on.
Yeah, thank you, Reiner. Thank you for taking the time to interview me.
Yeah. Like, I've always been interested in what the actual people that have gone out to the protests, what their ideas were and what they thought about things, because the perception the media gives off and the things people say about the protesters, etc., has skewed things to turn more negative as of late. And I want to give people the peace of mind that that's not how things actually are. So before we get into the meat of the interview tonight, I wanted to ask an icebreaker question. Do you think Trump's going to win the election? I'm just kidding. No. That would not be a great place. That would not be a great place to start the interview off. No, but seriously. Do you ever get stuck in a doom scroll loop on Twitter or anything like that?
Yeah, I do get stuck in just scrolling on Twitter for hours and hours and hours on end, and just my parents just wondering, oh, what are you doing, Verse? Like, what are you doing? it gets because, like, I'm just trying to absorb as much information and stuff as I can, not just from the protests, but from the furry community, because everyone's always posting something, everyone's always doing something. Something is always happening, and it's good to stay on top of the information, right, and just let it pass by you and be just unaware of it.
It can be tough to, like, tear yourself away, right?
Yeah, it's pretty tough to look away, especially when it's just become a habit for me. I open my Twitter like every 30 minutes checking, like, oh, did something happen? Did I miss something? Did a friend post this? Did I need to check something? Is there something important going on?
All right, so before we, get into the protesting stuff specifically, I think that we would like to get to know you a little better. So would you mind telling us a little bit about where you're from and what your heritage is, how old you are?
Okay, I'm Verse. I was born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, in the Center City Hospital, March 2nd, 2001 stuff. Parents like to say I have, like, several siblings. I grew up in Drexel Hill, and I got involved in the furry community I first learned about the furry community in 2012, mainly through gaming on Steam. I had the Mano Kit fursona for 2 years, but I switched to my Lynx fursona this year.
How do you feel you relate to them more?
I feel that my Lynx fursona, I put more of my my literal self into it. The goal of my Lynx fursona, my Bob Verse, was to, because it was in the month of February and everyone was starting to do their sona versus person sona underneath the fursona, or black fursona trend that was on Twitter, and I was starting to think of self-consciously, and I was just going for a really weird, deep, dark, almost depressing, right before COVID time of just thinking internally about, like, I was really, like, at the same time, I was thinking about what I wanted to do with my future in my career, because literally at the same time, I was struggling to pick out my major for college. And I was thinking, like, okay, I want to be working in the environment. And at the same time, I want to put more of myself out there. I want to be more involved. I want to be the best person that I can be. And at the same, and vicariously, I should put that into my persona. I want to be more environmentally involved. I want to be more grounded in reality. And I want to be more physically real, be more upfront about who I am and where I've come from. Because with my old persona, I felt like I wasn't really being true to myself, giving my sona. It wasn't really even my sona. It was, at the same time, it was my sona because my brother commissioned it for me. And he had his own idea of me when he commissioned that for me as a birthday gift. And it was only until the past February that I started thinking, like, you know, I need a new sona. I need something new. I need something that's deeper with me. Hence, I chose a bobcat, because versus a bobcat, BT dubs. Bobcats are a native animal to Pennsylvania. They're also a native animal to just the United States in general. It's more realistic. I like cats. If I like cats so much, why, my thought process was, why not make my sona a cat?
You thought about your persona on, like, so many different levels. That is crazy, honestly. Like, you were thinking, how's this going to make me look to other people? Is this really who I am inside my soul? And all this other stuff. And I just, like, fucking, I like dragons. Blue dragon, okay, done. That's crazy, holy shit.
Well, I can't draw it. I'm also putting money into other people's hands. So there's also that to think about. Like, I'm paying someone to draw this, possibly once, two, twice, three times. How many times am I going to give this to someone, have them draw it? And how is it going to look to them?
Oh my gosh.
When I give them my baby?
That is just too much, man. That is too much to handle. But yeah, I definitely agree with you, though. Like, your little bobcat sona definitely fits you to a T.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Back to the interview then. So, enlighten me. What point in your life radicalized you?
Radicalize. That's a strong term.
Well, you're out there at the protest and whatnot. You can't just be a bystander.
Oh, no, I'm not a bystander. I mean, there was a lot of opportunities that I had chance to, quote-unquote, radicalize myself. In high school, I attended a club called Stay Woke Club, and it was ran by a friend named Veronica, who was also in marching band with me at the time. But she ran that club very, very well. The club was mainly based around just learning about current events that was going on in the world, which at the time, like, my only current events was going to school and hopefully coming back home with good grades for the semester, which I had. But it was mainly current events going on in the world and a lot of issues that, like, we'd basically talk over on social media, like how Black beauty, BIPOC beauty representatives get represented in media. How the efficacy of Trump at the time, because Trump was first elected back in 2016. So, yeah, the efficacy of Trump's presidency, yet to know of what would happen in 2020. Efficacy of school lunches, like how we would compare our school lunch to other schools in our in the Delaware County's school district. Lunches, we would just talk about current issues and how to, quote unquote, solve them. And for that time being, the club was really interesting and it was my first insight into learning about like current events going on.